The world seems to be closing in all around us these days with stay at home and shelter in place. What we really need is the smell of ballpark hot dogs at the crack of the bed. Hopefully, we're heading to the bottom of the ninth in this corona thing very, very soon. Hello, everyone. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. During these days of COVID-19, you can give remotely, quickly, safely, and securely to help keep the show on the air with a credit card contribution at WWIB.com. The mailing address is right there, too, at WIB.com. The Detroit Tigers, like every other major league team, are on hiatus right now, but Tigers left-hander Matt Boyd has carved out a few more minutes for us today on Sports and Commentary. So last show, Matt, our last get-together, we were talking about how you heard that the season was going to be delayed. You were in Tigertown, Lakeland, Florida, spring training with about a week to go before the opening pitch. And as a player rep, you got word that Major League Baseball was going to shut things down. Did you kind of see this freight train coming down the tracks as you heard about the corona thing in Lakeland there?
You know, we did. As you know, the virus started to spread, we knew in the back of our minds that, you know, there could be a situation here where, you know, this is going to affect our daily lives. Now, granted, it happened, I think, a lot sooner than a lot of people anticipated, and I think that's a good thing. I think you could even make the argument, man, we could have shut this down earlier to try to avoid all this stuff, but, you know, it's just a hand we're dealt, right? And, you know, we can't control the past, can't control the future, but we can be fully in control of today, where God's grace is perfected and where He is, you know, what He has perfected us for. And, you know, we're just living with that and nothing outside of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, your ball club lost 114 games last season, over 300 losses in the last 3 years. You've been with the team since 2015. What has this experience been like, this rebuild for the team and absorbing loss after loss after loss?
It's amazing. You know, so much opportunity and so much, so much opportunity and so many different, circumstances to navigate through, to trials, tribulations, you know, every sort of kind of circumstance we got put through. And, we've been put through these last few years and, you know, perspective is everything. You know, all you have is the moment. You don't have what happened yesterday. You don't have tomorrow. But all you do have the moment, and you have the opportunity to either get better or to be complacent and go backwards. And, you know, it's pretty special stuff. It's exciting stuff that we've had. No one wants to lose that many games. But, you know, because of that, we have gotten better. We've gone through a lot of things that a lot of people have never gone through before. And, you know, when you're talking about a 100 loss season, you know, really, if you switch a few variables around the pressures and perceptions of everything that you have, it's really no different than having a 100 win season. I think that because of that, the perspectives that we do have, being called the worst in the league and people just wanting us to lose to set records and whatnot, you know, those are no different than the pressures you're going to face being in first place and expected to win and fighting for a playoff spot, or, you know, and it's really going to, you know, I think, pay dividends for us when the time comes.
Yeah. Well, I heard your name quite a bit here in the offseason, Matt. You were Mr. Trade Rumor, one of the most talked about guys on the potential trade block. What was that like hearing your name mentioned time and time again when it came to potential Detroit Tigers trades?
It's different. You know, it's not something that you really It's just a different situation. You know, it's, I don't want to be traded, but I know that God's grace, you know, if I'm traded, it's His will and He's going to bring good out of it. And in that circumstance, you know, he's going to have me right where he wants me. I've already been traded once, and it was the best thing for my career coming to the Tigers, and such a blessing. So much good has come from it for me and my family. So if it happened again, it'd be sad. I love this place. I love this team. We're going to win a championship here. But that being said, you know, it might be that, you know, God calls us somewhere different. So all we have is the moment. I'm a Tiger right now. I'm so grateful for that. And, you know, that's the thing. Don't really, you know, you know, going back with talking, going straight to scripture, saying, you know, look at the birds of the air and the flowers. They don't worry about where their next meal is or where their clothes are, right? They're just, they know that the Lord will provide. And his grace is perfected right now. You know, we don't need to worry about tomorrow. Today is enough worries of itself. And it's all working for his plan. So, you know, it's exciting. And, knowing that you're wanted, but I'm really grateful for where I'm at. Mm.
Well, like you said, perspective is everything, right, Matt? And I think since we're out of time for today's show, let's get you back here and expand on that and find out how your walk with Jesus gives you, the big picture in life. Yeah, Matt Boyd, starting left-handed pitcher with the Detroit Tigers on today's show, started his career with the Toronto Blue Jays, came over to Detroit in 2015. Matt, thank you for being here today. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.